Jeffrey D. Simon joins us, visiting lecturer at UCLA and author of Lone Wolf Terrorism, Understanding the Growing Threat. And tell us a bit more about the growing threat then of these single person operators who act on their own, under their own steam.
Well, we've always had lone wolf terrorists throughout history, but since the advent of the internet, we're seeing an increase in terms of the numbers and also in terms of some of the impact of the attacks. Basically, what the internet does is allows individuals to become empowered, emboldened, radicalized by visiting terrorist websites, engaging in chat rooms, other kinds of social media tools. And some of these individuals may not have that strong of a view prior to their becoming radicalized on the issues, but they have some emotional background problems. They could be mentally ill, and yet they can perpetrate an attack and sort of attach an ideology to it to sort of justify what they're doing and give their own life some meaning. So that's some of the lone wolves, but it's a large variety. We have political lone wolves, we have religiously motivated lone wolves, and we have also the single issue lone wolves, and it's a global threat.
Tell me this, this guy had the wrong flag for a start off, didn't he? We know that now in this situation in Sydney. Can this type of lone wolf do damage to the central message that the larger group is trying to perpetuate?
Not really, because I don't think the larger groups are that concerned that the lone wolf, let's say, you know, gets it right. You know, they just want individuals to perpetrate this violence and give more publicity to a cause, even if they got the flag wrong and things along those lines. Basically, what we're seeing, especially with ISIS, is that they are very savvy with social media tools, and they've taken using the internet to a whole new level in terms of trying to not just recruit foreign fighters, people to come over and join them, but also just to send out the message to individuals in their home countries to perpetrate an attack. And for them, no matter how they perpetrate the attack, if they're attacking what's in their view the enemy, then they've served their purpose.
Jeffrey, thank you for talking to us. Jeffrey D. Simon, visiting lecturer at UCLA and author of Lone Wolf Terrorism, Understanding the Growing Threat.